Morning, Mossy. How are you, mate?
I'm great, Meadow. Nice to be in the same time zone, although it's not working in my favour, of course, because I've got to stay up through the night to watch these games now.
Yeah, that doesn't help you, but at least 6 a.m. Sunday. This is the highlight, isn't it? England up against France. I think Raheem Sterling, after he went through that terrible, well, his family went through a terrible ordeal in having the house broken into by armed burglars while they were home. It looks like he might be heading back to the England squad.
Yeah, they're the headlines overnight, aren't they? That he'll be back, and you know, terrible thing to have to go to at any stage, let alone through a major tournament while you're in a different country to the rest of your family. So, yeah, look, for England's sake, given that his family are okay, I hope that he's in a good place, because I actually think, you know, although we saw France put us to the sword in that first group game, I actually think England are a decent chance here. The bookies agree, obviously, but I think they're a chance of an upset here.
Wow. What about the, I think with Portugal, they're hot favourites, and we're just going to be watching the sideshow of Ronaldo, aren't we, and whether he starts or not. And, was it Goncalo Ramos? He certainly acquitted himself pretty well in the round of 16 match.
Not bad, huh? Replace the player like Ronaldo in the lineup and score a hat-trick in a World Cup knockout game. So that's certainly a good way to announce yourself. But, the sideshow that is Ronaldo's petulance just continues. And, at what stage do you put your hand up and go, well done, coach. You made a good call. It's helped our country progress in this tournament to the quarterfinals. And it's just far be it for me to say. I mean, there's plenty of famous footballers, ex-footballers around the world, as pundits now, who are saying that he's really starting to chew into his legacy. And the longer this goes and the more petulance he shows, the more it will erode what he's done for the game and you know, the performances over many years, the Ballon d'Ors, and the performances for his country. Start to be easily forgotten when you carry on like a pork chop, and that's what we're doing at the moment.
Mossy, forget the antics, the walking off the field, not celebrating with the fans and the rest of the team. We saw that for United, now we've seen it for Portugal. Just on a playing front, is he still playing well enough to be in this Portugal team?
Clarkie, I'm going to take you way back to last season at Manchester United, and I called for the coach at the time to sack him, to put him on the bench, and people thought I was an idiot for saying it. It's because they become a one-man team at the moment. He does not defend. He doesn't press. He's not very... And now I've seen him live at the World Cup. I went and watched Portugal-Uruguay live. I was five rows back, so I had a perfect seat to watch him, regardless of where the ball was. And you are playing a man that, yes, he's quality in front of goal, and that was a game where, you know, whether he touched it or not from the head to claim the goal or not, I was not surprised at all. The deeper Portugal go in that tournament, the more conjecture there was around whether he adds to the team as a starting player or should come off the bench. So Portugal looked to me a much better side without him. It's as simple as that. And wow, to have a player like him to be able to come off the bench if you're chasing the game, or to help manage it towards the end, fantastic. But as a starting 11 player, I think his days are done at this level. He may go to an Al Nassr for 313 million Aussie for 3 years.
Is that all?
In Saudi Arabia.
Like, yeah, he's definitely not the player he was. Just the 300 what? Million?
313 mil.
Oh, jeez, my God.
It's a fair contract, isn't it? But that's probably the level that he's at now. He can go and play be a superstar in that competition.
Yeah, that's right, Loz. And look, again, far be it for me to say, but wouldn't it be good for him to go to a country where he can really help progress the game? I mean, he doesn't need the money, but it looks like his ego is going to get in the way of that, and he'll take the biggest offer. But, I still think he's at a level to contribute to Portugal at a World Cup, but I just don't think it's as a starting
player. What about Brazil, mate? They looked terrific the other night, taking on Croatia, who got through... can Croatia cause an upset in this game?
I don't think so, Loz. I just think Brazil are too strong. When they turn it on, I still think they've got some more gears to go in this tournament, and this is where their steely focus starts to really come in, even though they disguise it with their dancing and flamboyance that we've come to expect from Brazilians over many years. But I just think they're just still the rock solid favourites to lift the trophy. It can't be Argentina in the final because they're obviously on the same side of the draw. So I'm expecting Argentina and Brazil to meet in the semi final. And I'm expecting France and Portugal to win the other one, although Morocco have been a great story as well. What they've done and knocking out France as they did, and Luis Enrique, the Spanish coach, has fallen on his sword. He's been sacked overnight. So, it'd be great to see Morocco cause that upset over Portugal. And who knows, what's going on with Ronaldo may destabilise the dressing room a little bit between the round of 16 and this quarter final, but I still think Portugal may just have enough to get through.
Yeah, you mentioned the fallout for Spain with Luis Enrique leaving, but also with Belgium, I see their captain, Eden Hazard, he's also announced his retirement from international football, so a lot of those players now getting over 30. You'd have to say the so-called golden generation there at Belgium has, they finished third at the last World Cup, but overall they haven't brought home a major trophy.
No, that's right. It's I think we spoke about this on air when I was over there, Middo. It is going to be a lost opportunity, a missed opportunity for Belgium. With what's not happened, I suppose, when you talk about major tournaments. I mean, they reached number one in the world at one point, but they haven't lifted a major trophy. Let's put Hazard firmly on the A-League radar then, if he's retired from international football. And that's the thing. Danny Townsend, I saw him coming out the other day and now that the World Cup's just about one and done, there's a number of marquees that we can start to approach. They went
Does
for
Ronaldo. Does the FFA have to put in their Mossy, or is it up to the clubs if they've got a backer to pay that type of money?
Yeah, no, it's the clubs now, Loz, because the clubs run the A-Leagues. So it's the club owners, right. and there's a marquee pot that's available to help the clubs. Ultimately, it's the owners putting their money together and the commercial partners. But, there is a pot there for marquees.
Big weekend for the A-League then. I guess it rides the wave of the momentum of the Socceroos and those players coming back to play for their clubs locally. We see Craig Goodwin tonight for Adelaide United. They're up against Brisbane Roar. I guess the feature of the weekend, particularly for us, is Sydney FC Melbourne City tomorrow night at Allianz Stadium. Andrew Redmayne back. City of course, got Tilio, McLaren and Leckie. So be great to see these guys back at their clubs now, after putting those great performances in for the Socceroos.
Yeah, well, and there's a real buzz around the A-League. Obviously, we need to see that through the turnstiles post the World Cup. There were some really good crowds, good games leading into the A-League, particularly the Sydney Derby. Adelaide had a good crowd. The Melbourne Derby, obviously, a bit earlier in the season, had a good crowd as well. So really keen to see the public get out there. And the Socceroos, their World Cup is over now. The A-League Socceroos have come back. There's no ticker tape parade or opportunity to celebrate the Socceroos as a team. The best way we can do it is by getting to the grounds and watching these guys in action for the A-League. And I'm really looking forward to Cummings and Quoll in the F3 Derby, see how they go post the World Cup. Obviously, Quoll's only got a couple of games to go now before he heads to Newcastle in the UK. But as you said, Tilio didn't get a minute of game time over there at the World Cup, so he'll no doubt have the bit between the teeth in this one against Sydney FC. And obviously Redmayne didn't get on the pitch. His right hand got us to the World Cup. Didn't get on the pitch over there in Qatar, but he'll come back in good form. But I think crucial game, as you said, Mido, for Sydney FC here, because their form wasn't consistent. It wasn't brilliant leading into the World Cup. They've got Jack Rodwell back, which I think is huge, given Alex Wilkinson will be out until the new year, because they've looked okay going forward, but they've been leaking too many goals, and Stevie Corrick will be thrilled to get that sort of experience at the back in defence.
I'm just fascinated, Mossy, now about soccer in this country, how they can take advantage of everything good that's happened around the Socceroos, because they will get no greater opportunity now with all the hype around the game, and the World Cup has been a success on the park over there in Qatar, and there's a lot of people watching it here in Australia that have got swept up by the excitement. But how do they capitalise on it now?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Loz. And not just the Socceroos at the World Cup. We're now going into a new year where we're going to host a Women's World Cup on home soil. So what we've got in this 12-month period is an opportunity of a lifetime. And I mean that, like once in a generation opportunity. So how we capitalise on it as a game, first thing for me, and I've said this many times, and I'll keep saying it till I'm 6 foot under, but we need to unite and work together. We can't have states working against each other and national organisations working against states and vice versa. We just need to unite and work together for the betterment of the game and put the players first, and coaches have to be at the heart of that as well, because, and then you look at the commercial side, and I still think, and, you know, we don't want to stunt the progress of young players in this country, but I still think marquees are a crucial ingredient to the main dish for the A-League. We need that stardust. We've seen what the World Cup can do, and being over there and seeing the likes of Ronaldo and Messi and Mbappe and those types of players live in the flesh, it makes a huge difference. I took my 21-year-old son, and his eyes were wide open the whole time, and he is in that demographic that we really need to capitalise on. So getting those star players to the A-League is crucial.
Okay, have you got a multi for us, Mossy?
Go on, Mido, why not? Not often we get the chance to go World Cup quarterfinals into the A-League, so I've done that. And we're going to go Brazil. I'm not going to touch the England-France game because I honestly can't pick it. I don't think it'll be one and
done. I can pick it for you. France, 2-1.
Oh,
there you go.
Clark,
does that help?
I love it.
2-1 France.
Going, I think Clark is spot on.
It's coming home. No, it's not, England. Yeah. It's not coming home. Nothing's coming home apart from the rain.
One thing I will say, though, Mossy, can we get that Jude Bellingham to Liverpool?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah,
how good?
Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
Not bad. So, anyway, listen. But I'm going to get on that one, Clarky.
2-1.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because I'll never forgive myself if I don't get on it. It's that in 90 minutes.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Nice.
No extra time required.
I'm going to go a four-legger: Brazil into Argentina, into Portugal, into. And it's not often the Central Coast Mariners will be named in this, but there you go. Brazil, Argentina, Portugal, the Mariners.
Up in the F... Well, is it the F3 or the M1 derby these days?
F3. It'll always be F3.
Yeah, good.
You know.
Yeah, it's the F3. Okay, so that four-legger, Central Coast Mariners, Portugal, Argentina, Brazil. $8.72, just exotic locations there. $8.72. Is Mossy's
I want to know what would a round ticket on one of the airlines cost to go to those four joints?
Yeah. Well, now you're going to go and have a drink. Is it Troppo? Club Troppo?
Club
on the
Troppo.
Central Coast?
Is it
still
open?
There?
Yeah,
that's
that was
at the
good.
Old crown. Wow. That's at the old crown at Terrigal, isn't it?
Yeah, the old
sure.
Crown Plaza, big.
Heyday,
yeah.
Mido. Heyday,
oh,
right
yeah,
there.
No, I've had a couple of
What was the other joint in this the Central Coast there, Mossy, in Gosford?
Yeah, across the road from the footy
the club. The club there or
one
the footy
of our
stadium.
Listeners will be all over this.
What's that called? Mossy, you'd know. Don't pretend you don't know.
Wascord. Wascord.
What was it called?
It's across the road from the ground at the league's club, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's not the Gosford Bowling Club either.
No. What was it called?
One of our listeners will text it in.
Actually, wasn't that Club Troppo? It was Club Troppo.
Yeah,
that might have been.
It was Troppo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Troppo.
That was Troppo.
It was.
Yeah.
And the one under...
It was Troppo.
Yeah, you're right. That was Troppo. And the one under...
And the other one was Tropicana.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Yeah, just trouble. That's what it was. Deep
there.
Trouble.
Mossy, thanks so much, mate. Enjoy.
Speaking of beers, enjoy lunch today, boys.
Oh, we will, mate.
Well, you're not coming.
Oh, I can't make it, Loz. I'm under the pump at work, mate.
Yeah, he's got to make up for the extra
time
he took off.
Yeah, and money. not cheap over there at Qatar, let me tell you.
I thought you found the $45.
Wagyu steak. The Wagyu steak and two pints.
Yeah.
I did, absolutely. But when you extend your trip by 3 days, it felt like about 20.
I've got it. Key Largo was the joint we're thinking of, Clarky.
Key Largo.
Under Crown Plaza.
Key Largo.
And yet Club Troppo was in the league's club.
Is too.
The other one's Iguana Joe. Didn't that cost a politician the job? Anyway,
yeah, that's on the
that's
water,
another
though.
Story. We'll stay away from that. Good on you, Mossy. Thanks so much. You've solved all our problems.
Take care.